brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Federal government, along with the Phoenix police, basically tried to get a bunch of plastic explosives on board an aircraft. By the grace of God, somebody got it and it came up missing. Somebody diverted it. Imagine the 9/11 myth rises again out of Phoenix. You can just see New World Order written all over this. Let's go back to your calls here. Let's talk to Eric in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I've talked to you before. I'm a former air traffic controller, and we've spoken about this on the air before. But the reason I'm calling you today is I just recently purchased this movie. It's 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out, and I think it's awesome. And right now on Drudge, there's a post for it's speaking of Bay Area to host 9/11 Conspiracy Movie Festival. And it's from NBCBayArea.com, and I'm right now engaged in an info war on that. And I would appreciate listeners checking that out and coming to my defense a little bit. It's getting hot and heavy. So,
well, as an air traffic controller, what's your view on what happened on that day?
Oh, let me tell you. I mean, from my training from 83 to 87, I mean, 9/11, it would have been impossible. And I've heard you comment before about, you know, exercises on that day confusing people. But, you know, from my experience, we were never to mix exercise with live traffic. You know, it was all about aircraft safety and whatnot. So,
by the way, we're showing some Fox News propaganda right now. All over the country, they're setting up checkpoints and searching cars, trucks, vehicles. Again, it's like a holiday to train everybody. Hey, today's Constitution Free Day. It's kind of like this weekend's a no refusal. You have no Fourth Amendment this weekend. We'll take your blood this weekend all over the country. And now they're announcing, oh, we're going to take blood 365 days a year without warrants now. See, it's all a beta test. Oh, because of the anniversary coming up just this week, there's no Fourth Amendment. You understand. You know, we're just going to go on the outside of your pants. Next week, it'll be in the pants. Again, it's all a conditioning process.
I'm telling you, I'm happy to see this, you know, this news of Bay Area to host 9/11 Conspiracy Movie Festival. You know, that's good news, and coming from California, I mean, my God. I mean, it's just, to me, that making any news at all, if we can...
No, that's great. That's great. And I'm sure folks will attend that. Marcellus in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for having me on the line, dog. Hey, like when 9/11 happened, I was in fourth grade. I remember the teachers stopping class and putting up the news broadcast of what was happening and all of that. They showing people jumping out the buildings. They zooming in on the people. I'm like,
psychological trauma, psychological warfare, trauma-based mind control. In fact, I've talked to troops who, before the planes hit, they were all brought in to conference rooms, and then as it happened, they flipped the TVs on. I mean, you talk about a psyop. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's straight, man, you know, and then I'm sitting there like, oh, my God. Like, back then, I ain't know, but now that I think about it, if you go to Yahoo, which I know you have, you will see on one of the headlines, it's got pictures of people falling. They got one entitled The Jumping Man. I'm like, why are you so infatuated over people who was on which end and just jumped?
That is, well, it's a snuff film. It's meant to scare you. Hey, look. The people died. You're scared. Let us take your rights away.
Right, that's exactly what it seems like they're trying to do. And I got this issue right here, Alex, and I want you just to elaborate on it because, you know, how come people will listen to some stuck-up, uppity dude wearing a suit, knowing he reading a teleprompter or something written in front of my collar script? You know, these prostitutes. They'll listen to them on fake news. That's Fox News. Fake news. But won't listen to somebody who they live with, who knows what they're talking about, or won't even listen to someone who's actually got facts and proof. They'll call a liar. They'll be called conspiracy theorists. They call terrorists. I do not understand it. People think I'm going crazy because I'm trying to tell them what's really happening. But
tell you what, stay there. I want to come back to you, and I'll try to answer your question.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ron Paul, in the poll conducted by NBC News, now has 57.7% of the votes a day and a half after the debate. In second place with 14.3 is Mitt Romney. Rick Perry with 12.2. And it goes down from there. Bachman at 1.8. So there you have it. And Ron Paul has won the majority of straw polls. He's or come in second place. He is probably the leader. Definitely in the top two. No debate, top three. And they tell you he cannot win. Oh, he just won the New Hampshire straw poll. Just came in second in the Ames. Oh, cannot win. Oh, he's breaking fundraising records. Cannot win. Oh, he just won this scientific poll. Just came in second place in this scientific poll. Cannot win. Wow, we're in a position here where the mind control of the globalists is becoming more evident than ever. But people who are still in the mind control, they have a choice. They can either use common sense or think they're voting for the winner. See, a lot of folks just want to vote for the winner, like to feel like, well, that team looks like they're going to win the Super Bowl. You know, they're undefeated right now, so I think I'll also, you know, go buy one of their jerseys or one of their baseball caps. They see politicians like Coke or Pepsi, Ford or Chevy. And we were talking to Marcellus in Tennessee, and then I'm going to go to other callers after he has a chance to comment on my answer. And he was saying, why is it that people will listen to some painted trollop or some newsman in a $2,000 suit and a fancy tie reading off a teleprompter, a script, and take that as credible, but then laugh at their friends and family. There's a lot of reasons there, but any salesman will tell you the hardest people to sell things to are your family. Because they don't respect you. There's an old saying, familiarity breeds contempt. Absence makes the heart grow fond. And even if you are seen as the leader of your family, when you're selling something or you have an idea, they have seen you stumble. They've seen you make mistakes. They've seen you get angry. They've seen you brushing your teeth. And so they don't respect themselves, and so they don't respect you. Most people in this modern society, it's always been this way, but it's more pronounced now than ever. Most people are wildly insecure. That's what Madison Avenue does. They say, you're ugly, you're fat, we've got products to sell you. Or terrorists are going to get you. You know, we're selling you tyranny. Buy it. They're selling this insecurity. Okay? And they sell false insecurities. You know, the best sales pitch is for things that are actually good, but the system's always trying to sell things that really aren't needed. So they take the female form that's natural, that's voluptuous, that in university studies and in marketing studies, men really want a voluptuous Marilyn Monroe. They don't want the 90-pound woman who's bulimic and heroin chic. That may be what the gay men designers are into, because they look like an 18-year-old man with a wig on. You know, that's what these women, some of these women look like, with big knobby knees and the rest of it. But that's their particular view. So the social engineers pick that idea and sell that, so women then feel insecure, and it compounds. Women then grow up hearing their mothers, hearing their grandmothers do nothing but talk about their weight and nothing but talk about how they look. So see, now it's only about image, and they take vain ideas of shallowness. The only happy old women you find are old women that really love their grandchildren or are into painting or into bird watching. Women either get, just like men, either get greater and better, or they just degenerate into bitterness. It's the same thing for men. Hey, if you don't have a goatee and a shaved head and a bunch of tattoos and act tough to people, you're not a man. I'm not saying you're bad if you got tattoos and got a shaved head and a goatee. The point is that they sell that idea to men. Okay? And you got to strut around all day and act tough. Well, why don't you try to go get in some police faces who are running a checkpoint? Or why don't you try to go speak to a city council and tell them they're putting poison in the water? You know, being a man isn't about going around and acting tough all day. In fact, real men have to restrain themselves from wanting to kill people. I mean, it's not like it's a good thing that you're a killing machine. We get it. You're tough, all right? I understand it. You need to learn to control that and focus it into action, because in modern warfare, 90% of it is psychological and informational. But see, he asked such a foundational question that I'm elaborating on this right now. Why won't his family listen to them? Let me give you another angle of it. People who are, quote, at the best country club in Austin or Dallas or wherever you live, always when they open some new super signature golf course, they've got to go get on the waiting list or try to get invited to join that, just because they've got to be exclusive. They've got to have the newest car. They've got to have the biggest house. I mean, I've been in worldly rich people's houses, and you can see them kind of talking about their neighbor and some new giant thing they're building, and they're like, I've got to add that. They're in some competition. It's not that a horse is stupid or bad. It's an incredible animal. But you try to get up beside a horse on another horse and go faster than them, they're going to try to get up ahead of you. It's just instinctiveness. And the globalists are punching our lower instinctive levels. I always wonder why, when I'm in a hurry to get to work and I'm going 75 miles an hour in a 65, and people are in the slow lane and they'll speed up even though you were never on their tail to get ahead of you. And then sometimes they'll speed up and get in front of you and drive right by another car in the slow lane like this is their substance, like this is their weird psychic vampire power. I would be completely embarrassed by being petty like that and would feel completely disempowered. I would probably throw up when I got out of the car if I became someone who wanted to park, who wanted to block other people. I want to see people unleashed. I want to see potential. I like seeing big rockets launch, and I like seeing science and people pole vaulting over things and beauty and people succeeding. You see, it's that idea versus people that are freaked out by other success. You've got to know that's the globalist prime mover. It's why they attack success, attack enlightenment, because they're threatened by it. They can only rule a population that is in darkness. Now, here's an example. And I was never that worldly, but it was still, wow, movie stars. What would it be like to know famous movie stars? What would it be like another world, like being in outer space or visiting another planet? You know, that unattainable. That unattainable. What would it be like to have the big house? What would it be like to have the cool car? What would it be? Well, for folks I've talked to, it becomes a hassle, becomes a ball and chain if you're more centered. Or it becomes your God. Well, that isn't my God. I don't resonate with that. It's fine to be comfortable, but that's not in my hierarchy of needs anywhere near the top. And so over the years, getting to know some of the most famous people in the world, I'd say 95% of the famous people I know, you'll never hear on air. They just reach out to me. And it's incredible. I mean, you could name it. You could basically name it. Okay? And it's not that I don't want to talk to them on the phone now when they call. It's that I am just trying to unlock minds. I'm so busy, I don't even really call these people anymore. I don't even really try to get people on the show. Half the time now, I don't even call a super famous person back, not because I'm high and mighty, but because I'd rather go out and listen to frogs at dusk. I'd rather oil paint. I would rather research information. I'd rather carry the trash out here at this office, because I'm unlocking minds, and that is the most important thing we can do in this plane of existence. Now, finishing up, for people that have never met super famous people or really know them or spent a lot of time with them, they just, I've talked to famous movie stars, and they say even presidents and people freak out and act weird around them because those aren't developed people. And it turns out really famous, powerful people like other people who have figured out that none of it means anything. It's weird. You find out really famous people, they then think you're a star. And then they want to meet you. And then they like you once they meet you. But then it's kind of like, yeah, you're just like everybody else. So it's the same thing. Your family doesn't think much of themselves. So they still think much of you. I'd rather, out the back of some old fishing shack, talk to some quiet old, weird old man and drink beer with him, than hang out with some super A-list Hollywood star. I'd rather walk around in the high desert than go out on a date with the most beautiful supermodel in the world. And it's because I realize this planet is just one little planet. I mean, look, folks, we're in outer space. What is this? We're orbiting a giant burning fireball. And so a lot of people won't wake up or get involved because they make a split-second decision that they're powerless. They make a split-second decision that, oh, I'm not going to believe there's corruption because why should I believe it? I'm powerless. I couldn't do anything about it. When they have no idea how much power they've really got, and that this whole life is a test. And so that's why your family laughs at you. You know, I've seen this. I've talked to a lot of high-powered media people. I remember years ago, I was eating dinner with a guy, and I said, you know, almost everybody I talk to, I can convince, or they wake up. I said, everybody's waking up. He said, or you speak authoritatively, and they're only responding. The next message they'll get, they'll buy into that. And that was a key. Tommy Pallotta told me that, and he was absolutely right. It's that once the globalists engineer you to not have a mooring or a compass, you just float around. You don't have a core. Now, we all have that core. You've just got to ignite it. Yeah! We'll be right back with your phone call.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Again, 1-800-847-6170.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. Water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
All right, Marcellus, I was going to go back to you to let you comment on the question you'd asked, but I'm going to go back to the calls now. To try to boil down the answer in just 30 seconds to your question, why won't your family listen to you, but they'll listen to somebody reading off a teleprompter? It's an appeal to authority. They project that you've never been in a place surrounded by a glistening set in a fancy suit with a guy's face that's been scored and cued in front of audiences to sell that they're believable. Or a woman smiling at you seductively. She's looking at a camera. She's not actually looking at you with sexual desire. They found that sells lies to men so that you get into a frame of mind to believe it. They're just accepting it like, oh, that's the big TV thing in the sky. That's CNN. That's the expert. And you see establishment hacks when they get on shows and debate. They'll go, very well, Mr. Tinfoil. Let's talk about what everybody knows. And then they go into their little shtick. But once you know the tricks, you totally understand it. Okay? So that's what's happening. And you need to lovingly talk to your family about these things. Because a lot of times family also thinks, especially if you're younger, which I think you're basically, you said 9/11 happened when you were in fourth grade. So what, you're basically a young man now, but they probably still think of you as a kid. They think you're showing off. So I would say the way, if you want to really wake your family up, is become successful, live your life. Become a political leader in your area, and stop trying to convince them. You can either lovingly explain to them the manipulation, or you can just tell them, I really care about you. I wish you'd wake up and just move on, because we need to reach people. There's the old saying, the teacher appears when the student is ready, and students can teach teachers. Teachers can teach students. We're all teachers. Life is a process. All right, let's go to Nina in Washington, then Yah, Don, Sheldon, Bishop, and others. Go ahead, Nina. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I called. Actually, I thought I would go to the front of the line since I wanted to disagree with a lot of things you've said.
Oh, you know what? We've got a new call system, and I wasn't reading the fine print there. Yes, but hey, you're on now.
Hey, and I wanted to call in. I'm one of your Muslim sisters over here in Seattle. That was about time a Muslim woman called in. I've been listening to you for 6 years, so I'm, I feel qualified to comment.
Mm-hmm.
First, I'd like to say my husband was a virgin. He didn't screw around, and I didn't make any woman pregnant, so they had to go out and get abortions. And
well, that's one reason they hate the Muslims is, conservatives don't hate the abortuaries. Most of them, they just hate Muslims all day that have killed 50 plus million American babies. But ma'am, what do you disagree with? Because I mean, let's cut to the chase.
Yeah, I'm a Muslim woman, and my Muslim husband, he didn't screw around. He doesn't screw around. He doesn't drink.
But ma'am, what are you saying you disagree with me on?
I just say is that, I've been listening to you for 6 years, and you keep saying, I'm not saying there aren't some Muslim extremists who don't hate America, don't want to hurt America. Fox News says Anwar al-Awlaki, blah, 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 the Muslims ran Fort Hood. This is serving the Illuminati, okay? Muslims did not do any of this. And you're still keeping the lie alive that, well, they're dumb Muslims who did it, that they thought they were doing it, but they were really being used.
Ma'am, you're completely confused here. Last year, even mainstream media had to admit that there were more than 10 cases last year and a couple this year where they would recruit, quote, new Muslims, generally Hispanics or black folks in every case. None of them were Anglo. Well, no, one woman was. And they would get them out of prison where they basically are forced to join these gangs. And then the FBI would lead them as their imam and try to get them to blow something up. And so there are real people who say they're Muslims who are trying to blow stuff up. The point is the government was trying to lead them. And there are real terrorists, people who militarily, asymmetrical warfare, do attack Western targets in cases that I've seen that are not manufactured. Most of it is manufactured, but I'm just about research, history, what's going on. I think it's terrorism when they drop a Hellfire missile on a wedding to kill 200 people to kill one person they claim might be a terrorist. So do you see what I'm saying right there?
Let me say something. Hold me over because I have something to say to you.
Okay, I'll let you finish, ma'am, but I think it's naive to say that there are Christians who've blown up abortuaries. I mean, and that is an act of terrorism. Is that saying all Christians are bad? It's crazy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
Reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Again, 1-800-847-6170.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Okay, we are going back to your calls and the news here in a moment. Bob Chapman is coming up. We're opening the phones up to say, what's your view of 10 years later, how America's changed? 9-11 is the event that's been used to basically kill the Republic, butcher the Bill of Rights. And they've now removed most of the Bill of Rights and are actively setting the precedence now go after the general population. And the, you know, the big issue is they're clearly rebranding away from Muslims. And again, I'm reaching out to folks that have a fetish of fearing Muslims and they're under the bed and they're going to get you. I told you the internal manuals, this was for conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, anti-globalists. But they always brand it on a group that's a minority and seen as unpopular. Hitler did it. Stalin did it. They always pick a minority to take their rights first and prime the pump. Then they move on to who they really want to rob. And that's the general public, and namely seen as the big enemy because it's seen as the establishment at the local level as more wealthy per capita, white people. There's a new ad, there's got to be 10 of these now, where in every ad, everyone is white, and it's minorities that report them. Then the Southern Poverty Law Center comes out and says, well, Jones is racist. He pointed out these ads, everybody's white. So now they run the ads, and if you pointed out, well, you're clearly rebranding now. as you always meant to do, now that it's in place, to Whitey. Because, again, if Whitey's the terrorist, first it's people that are brown, don't trust any of them, and whites are like, yeah, get them. And then, oh, now the whites are the terrorists, too, so see, now everybody's a terrorist. It's just a total branding. Now, if you're a union and want to storm a facility and hold people hostage and threaten cops with baseball bats and sabotage equipment and cut brake lines on trains, you don't get in trouble because you're seen as part of the establishment for now. And again, I'm not saying I'm against unions completely. I'm saying, why are they exempt? Why will they attack peaceful protesters of any political stripe and say it's normal, but then call what the union did okay? What's the larger stratagem there? You've got to ask yourself, why is that happening? Why is that going on? Well, the unions are supporting open borders, globalism. They're not supporting actually keeping their jobs. So they don't want to demonize a group they've been using to go out and beat up Tea Partiers. They're going to put out their video games where you kill Tea Partiers, and it's cute and funny, and call for violence constantly. But then I'm not calling for violence, and they have MSNBC report specials, Alex Jones and Ron Paul, calling for violence. Remember that? The rise of the new right? And then we don't say anything about violence? And every time reporters are here, they say, are you causing violence? Are you wanting violence? Well, aren't you worried violence is about to happen? I'm like, yeah, your bosses are getting ready to stage some terror attacks and blame it on us. I've gotten the internal memos. It's going to go public soon. They're going to roll out white Al-Qaeda. And then, sure enough, they roll out the white Al-Qaeda. I got the talking points from police years before it happened. They always train the internal group. It's a party system. Inner party, the globalist. Outer party, which is the enforcers and minions who are compartmentalized. And then us under that. Outer party, who I've woken up in this global syndicate, send me the info. So I can say, okay, this is the next script coming out. Stand by. It should come up right now. Okay, yep, there it is. See, I mean, this is all a projection. This is a trance. It's not a literal matrix of digital stuff. It's we're here living and operating, but our eyes see information like a computer, and so they pump us with disinformation and false ideas. Okay, so they either say you're with the Muslim extremist or you're with America. Well, America's been taken over by big foreign banks that are destroying what you would think of as America, Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. So, see, I'm a guy who really wants the real America, so those that claim they're the new America, the tyrants, they're now busy behind the scenes building a giant paramilitary spying suppression grid and training behind the scenes that they're going to wage war against real America. I've known it's going on. I've been to the drills, have the sources, and now I've been warning you for 16 years, and now the shields are dropping. And it's like a whole new ship's been built in dry dock, and they're launching it. And I'm going, they're manning the ship right now. They're loading missile tubes. They're loading their guns. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the big false flag to be blamed on people that want to get the foreign banks out of here. I'm getting chills right now. Brace, evasive action. Get all the firepower we can down line in the info war against them. Get ready for this next move. I told you, they're coming in from that side now. And the public's like, ooh, football games, la, 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 la. You know, this is the real deal. How would foreign banks take America over? They'd come in, stage terror attacks, pose as the saviors, get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, say it's for a foreign enemy they're fighting, knowing you give up the rights, then flip it onto the general public. And even if you think 9-11 was an outside job, they've used it to kill our liberties while putting Al-Qaeda into Libya and getting the underwear bomber on the plane and Anwar al-Awlaki hanging out at the Pentagon. I mean, they run these people in front of you. It's 100%. They blew up Building 7 in front of everybody with cops saying, get back, they're getting ready to blow it up. I'm not a hero. I'm not special. I'm nobody. I can see, though. I can see it. And it's all because I saw cops dealing drugs when I was a kid. And like, cops deal drugs, Dad? And he goes, well, yes, the CIA's been well known, and it's part of corruption. Here, I'll go to the... We just got in the VCR when I was, like, you know, 10 or whatever. and we got one late, and he went and got Serpico and popped it in, and I watched it. I guess I was more like 12 or 11, I don't remember. And see, just from that and reading history, history's all about intrigue and corruption and combines and monopolies and subterfuge and king's courts and Byzantine Machiavelli manipulation. And then they sit up here and tell you, none of that's going on nowadays. Government cares about you, and the big corporations care about you, too. All right, I'm going to go to this lady here. I'm going to go back and give her a comment and then get to everybody else. But we have a very special 9/11 special transmission tonight, 7 o'clock, and it's going to restream through much of the weekend. The problem is we've got to come back and reset it after it restreams the show like 5-10 times. The audio starts getting off a half second. We don't know why, but we'll be on tonight 7, and then it'll re-air over and over again on the streams and be archived at prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. But I want to tell you about some of our great sponsors. One of them is HarvestEating.com. We have a great sponsor called HarvestEating.com, one word. Celebrity chef Keith Snow started a site that teaches how to use and prepare local foods. This site is designed to educate patriots and make them aware of real healthy food right in their community. HarvestEating.com. There are tools and resources how to get to local foods, recipes, and videos to get you started. And, you know, how to, again, get your food, whatever area you're in, naturally, right off the side of the road, you name it. Food's all around you. Learning how to get the most out of your food and have fun doing it, go to HarvestEating.com today and take a step towards food independence. That's right. It's just a step. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Also, Diamond Gusset Jeans, made in America, GussetClothing.com, right there in Tennessee where the feds raided Gibson. You know, they don't like you buying American. GussetClothing.com and use promo code Alex for the special and get $10 off every pair of their Carpenter jeans. They're basically like Levi's but last a lot longer, made in America. Once you try these jeans, you won't wear anything else, whether you are working or relaxing. You won't believe the way these jeans feel. They have added a whole new variety and styles to the same great made in America quality. They got motorcycle jeans, everything. Check it out, GussetClothing.com today. Okay, okay, Nina, I'm going to give you about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. You got the floor. You make your statement. I'm going to move on to other people.
I'm not sure even how much of what I said before was aired. I know that you're not going to give me much time. It's ironic after
Ma'am, put her on hold. Ma'am, listen, you're on air. You've complained we didn't go to you quick enough. Now you're complaining again. Okay, it's obvious you're mad at me because I haven't joined Islam or whatever. At the end of the day, I'm a Christian. It's what I believe. I'm not bad. And make your point, please. I don't want to be your enemy. Just you've got the floor. Make your point. You keep saying your husband was a virgin. Now, I don't know how I disagree with that. I don't know your husband. I'm sure he was a virgin. But what do you disagree with?
These people, okay? You don't want to hear, you don't have much time for it, but you have thousands of hours to talk about all this, what I call, I begin to call Alex Jones Hail Marys, bad-mouthing Muslims. Okay, I have 2 points to make because you're not going to give me much time. One, Dmitry Kalazov says that he personally knows who organized 911, Mike Harari, Mossad agent. You can listen to Chip Tatum about Mike Harari of Manuel Noriega and the whole Iran-Contra. And he claims, Dmitry Kalazov claims it was a missile that was fired into the Pentagon. Muslims did not fire a missile into the Pentagon. So there's a question there. There's a question there with your let it happen theme that's been going on for 6 years now that I've been listening to you. The other thing I want to say is that I think that's a very valid point that you are showing a very bizarre covering up of the role that the fact that the CIA connects into Skull and Bones, which is all tied in with Knights of Malta, Knights Templar, and the Vatican.
Okay. Ma'am, I've given you your time. Straw man, asinine, baloney, garbage. And then your proof is Vatican assassin, cherry on top at the end. Okay? I don't know what I can say to you. I've made 5 films on 9/11 saying it was a completely engineered inside job carried out by the military-industrial complex and clearly other Western intelligence agencies were involved. I've been quoted just this month in major newspapers saying that and on BBC television. And you're now saying that I am saying the government let it happen. That's just unbelievable. But you said it, so it must be true. I don't want to attack you or dislike you. If you really believe I said those things, then fine. I have said to listeners, even if you think 9/11 was an outside job, for the sake of argument, even though it's clearly an inside job, it's been used to take our liberties and target the American people. I mean, do you understand that? I've been against all these wars, all of it. And instead of talking about the New World Order, you call in. Your call is not screened. You volunteer, you disagree. We go to you. You're able to say what you want. You talk about, I don't know how much of my call made it on air. Well, I put you on hold publicly to go to break and come back. But it's again, it's bizarre. To sit there, I mean, they do have Muslim extremist al-Qaeda Wahhabis funded out of Saudi Arabia that the British put into power to dominate and control and re-engineer Islam. They are used all over the world. And when I point out they're used to take over part of Serbia and steal it for the globalists, then I get Muslims calling me going, how dare you support the Serbs? Look, I know I'm not a Serb, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not any of this. The facts are they sent al-Qaeda in to start the war. When the Serbs defended themselves in that southern area, they had a globalist bombardment of their country, including their infrastructure, with depleted uranium. I'm not a fan of Slobodan Milosevic, but the point is their country was industrializing, and compared to some of the neighbors, like Albania, was much more progressive. I'm not a fan of Muammar Gaddafi, but they've issued a ridiculous Interpol arrest warrant. Interpol is on record, even in mainstream news, running white slavery rings. Then idiots send me letters saying, what about black slavery? Doesn't it matter? Hey, if you're a moron and don't know what white slavery is, it's not white people. White slavery means sex slavery. Okay? Again, it's just, the problem is I have language, I have history, I have understanding, and I've got to remember, a lot of folks, again, have been set in front of television sets their whole life, and they don't even know what language is. They hear all this, and they think it's fancy pants talk or something. I mean, I'm here really expressing about as much truth as you're going to find anywhere, okay? I mean, I'm really someone who is seeking it, seeking the answers, seeking the secrets, seeking it, and I'm leaving. I found a lot, and it is painful to hear that level of ignorance. It is mind-numbing that they put al-Qaeda in and they're slaughtering tens of thousands of people, that's admitted, and murdering every black person they can get their hands on. And I got a lady calling in saying I'm bashing Muslims and claiming that they let the Muslims do 9/11. No, ma'am, I said that the hijackers were U.S. government agents who thought they were taking part in a drill and were set up. And we have real airphone calls that were made with multiple stewardesses saying, I can't breathe, there's gas. We actually pretty much know what happened. And in all a decade plus of work exposing it as an inside job before it even happened, and it all is just reduced to someone just ham-fistedly saying, you say they let 9/11 happen. You say the Muslim did it. It's like babyish. Like, there's no bad Muslims doing anything bad, and there's never Muslims that, you know, go on an Israeli bus and stab 14 people. It doesn't happen, Alex. You are Vatican. What? I'm not even Catholic. And then it's some known Israeli agent that's put out the story for 5 years I worked for the Vatican with no proof. The guy says that Catholic priests fly flying saucers and drop atomic bombs out of them with a black magic ritual. That's the people that make up all this stuff about me. You think I'm joking. I was sent a video clip of the person actually saying this. And by the way, the person's an operative. He knows full well what he's doing. The more asinine, the better, as Cass Sunstein said, to get us all fighting with each other. And this has been a great learning experience with this lady here, while all these other people hold listening to it. You get to hear just labels instead of complex, frustrating thought and understanding and enlightenment and nuanced understandings of history and intelligence and sociology and anthropology. You just call in and say, Alex Jones doesn't think 9/11 is an inside job. Alex Jones doesn't like Muslims. Alex Jones covers up for the Pope. That is incredible. That is amazing. But that has to be expected because we challenge people's thought processes. And so they're going to, it's also good for an ego for people. You can have somebody who works 18 hours a day tirelessly, changing the course of history together with my good activist listeners. And then other people could just say, I'm better than that. Alex is Pope, or he's CIA, or he's Reptoid. All right, we'll come back with more of your calls. Bob Chapman coming up. Stay with us.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Riders on the storm.
All right, I'm going to get to Bishop.
Riders on the storm.
Yah, Don, Sheldon, and others ahead of Bob Chapman joining us. But for that woman tuning in earlier, lady, it's fun to just get in fights with people. It's fun to hate on you and hear the straw man stuff you put out. But I actually understand that you think you've heard things that put Muslims in a bad light. But see, everything is about labels. I try to judge people individually. Okay? I've been a great friend to peaceful Muslims. I've really tried hard back when it was unpopular day one to stop the wars on these countries and millions of dead people. I've gone through death threats, you name it. And I've seen kind of the fake anti-Israel lobby that's government run attack anybody that reasonably criticizes Israel. And I've seen their operatives come out and say that I was for the attack on the flotilla that happened a while back. And I never said that. I said, if you think I work for Israel, you're mentally ill. Then it became, if you criticize Israel, you're mentally ill. And people even play the clip and then say it says one thing when it doesn't another. This is a new level of mind control. But I want to try to get through to you. If you'll just listen to me, if you'll just go online, you can watch it for free, or we want to support us, buy the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's also in higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And that's Terror Storm, a history government-sponsored terror. And I have copies of the CIA's own declassification and other news clips. But, I mean, it's public. Kermit Roosevelt wrote a book about it before it was declassified. In 99, before he died, he was the deputy head of the CIA, head of foreign operations. And he was with the grandson of Teddy Roosevelt. And he, was it Franklin Delano? No, I think it was Teddy. They launched an attack, and they went in and funded a radical Muslim sect to start blowing stuff up in Operation Ajax. And they also had some army folks they bought off to it. And then they blamed it on Mossadegh and said that he'd done it, the leader of Iran, and double-crossed him and threw him out of power. Then they double-crossed the extremist. I mean, if you don't know that they're putting a Muslim Brotherhood in charge in Egypt and getting rid of the old dictator who I was against, Mubarak, I mean, if you don't know that they're putting these Arab Wahhabist brigades so many American Muslims, I hear them talk and see their videos on YouTube, and it's very childish. I mean, do you know that the Shiites and the Sunnis kill each other 24/7 and have absolute enmity against each other a lot more than the West? And you say the Muslims have no enmity for the West. Well, that's just not true. I mean, as a whole, there are large segments that do, and I think they have a lot of reasons to be upset. But you said that I say the Muslims hate the West. Well, there certainly are people that hate the West and have some reasons to for who runs the West. But I can also talk about some of the things they're doing that are bad. I have my free will. This isn't like some religion where I'm going to be beaten the head, and then agree with your view. I mean, you've got probably 10 different sects of, different subgroups of Muslims. 80%, roughly. Okay, are the group based in Saudi Arabia that spread all over the world. Then you got about 18% that are Shiite. You got 8 other sects or so that make up the other 2%. Okay, and they are constantly killing each other. This is human tribalism. They'll use any name, any excuse. Okay, so your statement that there's this one Islam and everybody's getting along is not true. Just like there's not one Christianity, everybody's getting along, okay? So, you need to really educate yourself. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.